6-5 Edmonton over Saskatoon today. Joined on now on the live interview segment by head coach Dan DeSilva. Your 100th game as head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, and I think was game 100 was a lot better than game 99 was.
Yeah, it was. I really like the way we played tonight. You know, it's frustrating to not get the results, but we asked for a response from the players after our last game at home against Manhattan. Tonight they did that. They responded up and down the lineup. Everyone, you know, stepped up to the plate, and I think that 9 times out of 10, you know, we win that game. And right now, you know, we're not getting the results. So if we know that if we play that way, we will eventually get the results. Just has to be more consistently.
You were behind 5-3. They get a power play late. And we're talking Tanner and I and saying, hey, not over. Maybe kill off the penalty. Maybe even get a shorthanded goal. And I can just hear listeners saying, yeah, right. Not going to happen. But you got one. And Tyler Parr, your leader, comes through and does it for you.
Yeah, and he was great tonight, you know, and it's funny because, you know, in those situations, obviously, yeah, you'd like to try and get a shorthanded goal. It's the likelihood is very little, but the Dom and Parsi were talking on the bench, hey, that's if we get a chance, let's go. Let's try and get one, and, you know, they went out and did it. So it's it was obviously a big play for us and to get us back in the game, big kill and then big shorthanded goal for our team, and I guess it's just unfortunate the way it ended up.
And named it after you gave up the empty net goal with the guy cherry-picking in behind the defense. You still don't give up, and you get back to within one, and you get the puck into their zone. Unfortunately, you just can't get the equalizer.
Yeah, and again, that's what we talked about. You know, we talked about, and I think I said it to you after the game on Friday, like, we don't quit. You know, the Blades hockey is relentless. It's no matter the score, no matter the situation, we don't quit. We play to the final buzzer because you never know what can happen. And when you ask the team to respond and do those things and not quit and stick together, and then they go out and they do that, it's, as a coach, it's rewarding. Even though the result is not there tonight, like I said, they're listening and they're buying in, and we just need, like I said, it just needs to be consistent with our effort and our pride and our compete. And so tonight was a step in the right direction.
A difficult decision had to be made again tonight. For a second straight game, you had to lift Evan Gardner and put in Ethan McCallum, and it just isn't happening for guards right now for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for him, right? Like, he's a competitor. He wants to be in there. You know, they did have some grade A opportunities. Did have some bad bounces that ended up in the back of the net. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, four goals and 9 shots isn't good enough, you know. And so, again, looking to do something to help the team win. And I thought Big Mac came in and played great for us.
Yeah, he certainly did. So now you go off to Brandon on Wednesday. A lot of people are going, why don't you just go straight from Edmonton to Brandon? No, there's probably a good reason to come back home and maybe get some rest and get some practice time, maybe even before you head to Brandon on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, Saskatoon's on the way.
It is.
So, yeah, we're going to head back tonight, obviously, have a day off tomorrow, and then, you know, have a good practice on Tuesday, and then head off to Brandon. And I think that's important. The guys get into their own beds and get a good day off tomorrow away from the rink and away from everyone, just kind of reset and come back with, like I said, a good practice on Tuesday and head out to Brandon.
All right. Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you on the bus as we head home.
Okay, thanks, Liz.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the live interview segment. 6-5 Edmonton with the win today. We'll come back with the 3 stars and the Blades unsung hero next. You're listening to Blades Hockey on CJWW.